Previously on Adventures on Ah Wei Island. Marie, JJ, and Christian became provisional members of the Visiberry Society and shared what they learned from completing the tasks.
Welcome to Adventures on Ah Wei Island.
Chapter 16, Saying Goodbye. Marie remained motionless in her bed, eyes closed, even though the morning sunbeam warmed her face in greeting. It was hard to believe this was her final day on Ah Wei Island. She relished the stillness in the house, wishing she could hold on to the moment as long as possible before the day began in full earnest. Her thoughts turned to the ceremony from the previous night. It had been more than anything she could have imagined. She, JJ, and Christian had completed the final task. They were provisional members of the Visiberry Society. As exciting as it was, a little voice whispered her innermost fear. Was it all for nothing because she was moving away? The thought was overwhelming. Tears stung her eyes, despite remaining closed. She wiped them away, preferring anger over sadness. It still felt so unfair. Just as she, JJ, and Christian had achieved something important on their own, she had to leave. More than anything, she wanted to stay. She hoped the video calls with her friends would be enough to keep her feeling connected, but she feared being out of the loop and missing out. From the other room, her mom's voice called out, "Marie, it's time to get up. We have a lot to do before we head out." "Okay," she replied, finally opening her eyes and steeling her resolve. "Let's get this over with," she thought to herself before jumping out of bed. She rushed through the motions largely in silence, eating breakfast, dressing, and tucking her few remaining things into her suitcase. Then she placed her treasured items into her backpack, her detective's journal, her pen, her favorite blue hoodie with the stars on it. She wished she had saved a book to read on the plane, but all had been boxed up with the rest of their items and already sent ahead to their new home. She helped her parents pack the handful of final items from around the house into a few more boxes that would be shipped. Then they cleaned. Marie claimed the vacuum, appreciating how its loud growl drowned out her thoughts. It was discomforting to be in their home these last moments, with it so empty, like it was no longer theirs. A new family was moving in the following week and taking over their lives. At least, that's how it felt to Marie. A car horn tooted outside. Mr. Young had offered to drive them to the airport. They were leaving their cars for their new family, since it was so expensive to ship vehicles on and off the island. They opened their front door to a surprise send-off. Instead of just Mr. Young in his car, three vehicles and six people waited for them on the driveway, including JJ and her parents, and Christian and his parents. Everyone spilled onto the front lawn, sharing hugs as their final boxes were transferred to one car for shipping, and their luggage was transferred to another vehicle for the airport. With the house empty, Marie took one final peek inside before her mom closed and locked the door one last time. "Goodbye, house," her mom said. Marie heard a hitch in her mother's voice and, for the first time, realized that this must be hard for her parents, too. Time to head out, her dad said, glancing at his watch. Marie stood in a tight circle with JJ and Christian. Let us know as soon as you get there, and send pictures of your new house, JJ said. She held up her thumb. Christian immediately pressed his thumb to JJ's, and they both looked at her. After a moment, Marie pressed her thumb into theirs, fighting off tears. One last time, they chanted their secret word in unison. Redigat. Then they threw their arms around each other in one last tight hug. When they broke the embrace, the three best friends stood unmoving, staring at each other. Finally, Christian spoke softly. Well, see ya, he said simply. It was easier than goodbye. Less formal, less final. Not if I see you first, Marie whispered back, before quickly turning away, unable to hold back her tears. She rushed into the back seat of the car, where Mr. Young and her parents waited, grabbing her backpack and hugging it tightly to herself for comfort. Off they zoomed to the airport, and a new life, away from everything she knew. She stared out the window for a while, watching her town zip by. She needed a tissue. Reaching into her backpack, her hand slid into the hidden interior pocket that held things she rarely used. Her hand hit something hard. It was a book. Marie grabbed it and pulled it out of the pocket, trying to remember the last book she had stashed there. She wasn't prepared for what she saw next. A History of Awe Island was in her hand. Epilogue. Shortly after midnight, a brilliant flash of light flooded the dark, stone-walled room. When the light faded, a cloaked figure stood in its place, immediately moving with purpose in the shadows. A short time later, they exited the building through an outside stairwell, hidden beneath a dense hedge of bushes. When the figure stepped onto the sidewalk, they took a deep breath of sweet night air. The peaceful silence, broken only by the gentle whoosh of the cool breeze, calmed nerves that had not relaxed in a very long time. Spring was nearly here. It felt like a dream to be back here, in this place of safety. The weary traveler longed to stay. But time was of the essence. They had to leave as soon as possible. The new moon shrouded the area in darkness. The figure glanced around as they made their way to their destination, confident their presence was unwitnessed. Under the faint twinkle of stars, only the outline of their cloak was visible as they approached the door, clutching something tightly in one fist. At first, they knocked softly, loath to draw undesired attention. Then they waited. When no one answered, urgency prevailed, and they tried again, rapping sharply. Footsteps sounded from inside, and the door finally cracked open. The person inside gasped at the sight of their late-night visitor. What's wrong? What's happened? Come in, come in! The traveler entered, now hobbling with pain. The adrenaline that had kept them going thus far was rapidly wearing off. I'll get you some tea. The traveler lowered the hood of their cloak and sat down on the soft couch, closing their eyes and appreciating the momentary stillness. Soon the host returned with two cups of steaming hot tea, handing one to their guest. You look awful. The traveler nodded. It was not a big revelation. Much had happened. However, This was not the time for big explanations or small talk. "It will be okay," they said, taking a sip of tea. "I can come help," the host said forcefully. "No," came the reply, equally as fierce, before the traveler held out their clenched hand. "Please put this back where it belongs. I would have done it myself, but I didn't want to be seen." They dropped something into the host's hand. Taking note of the item, the host nodded in agreement. "Do you have the other book?" the traveler asked. Again, the host nodded. "Please overnight it, first thing in the morning." Yet again, the host nodded, before embracing their guest in a swift hug, whispering, "I've been so worried." The traveler wordlessly hugged the host back, then broke away to reach into a small messenger bag. They pulled out a linen pouch. "Here's everything you need. I have to go now." The traveler stood. The host stood as well and asked, "When will you be back?" "I don't know," the traveler said truthfully. Without looking back, they swept out of the room and into the darkness of night. How did the book get into Marie's backpack? And who is the mysterious traveler? Find out in Season 2 of Adventures on Ah Wei Island.
Thanks for listening to Adventures on Ah Wei Island. Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode.